Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Now, one of my students sent me an email today, or actually yesterday, that had an article in it called Five Things to Look For in a Commercial Real Estate Mentor. I think we're going to go into that deep today and see what five things you should look for in your mentor, and hopefully I'll be one or four or five of those things. After that, we've got another little email that was sent to me about fractional ownership, and I'm going to get into that with you afterwards. But to get started here today, y'all know we've got the expo coming up. That's May 7th through 10th. It's coming very quickly upon us. And if you are not already registered, you need to get out there and get registered. You want to text the word EXPO, E-X-P-O, to 88007. Pick yourself a ticket set that you want. Get yourself a room if you need to be coming in from outside of the Dallas area, because this is in Irving, Texas. And you want to get yourself all set up to go to that. Now, today, I've got one of the sponsors for the show, or for the EXPO, here with me today, and we're going to discuss their business a little bit and how what they're going to have available for you to see and hear at the expo. With me today is Sean Gibbons from Colliers, and he's going to be one of, or they are, Colliers is one of the sponsors for the expo. Welcome to the show, Sean.
Good morning, Del. Thank you.
Let's start with who you guys are and what you do for a living.
Absolutely. We've been a vendor with you guys for a couple of years now, and it's been awesome. We're Colliers, and we are on the debt and equity side. So we're your money vendor. Call us for financing. It's been a great great relationship.
Pretty short elevator speech.
Well, so, I'll give a longer one, but it's been awesome.
All right. You get as much time as you can use, so if you got any interesting stories, we could take them. Otherwise, we're done. Let's go ahead and share with them what all you're going to be doing at Expo, because you got a bunch of things. As sponsor, you're going to have, a booth. You're going to have some breakout rooms, I think, don't you, teaching some stuff? And, of course, one of those classes is going to be with me. So tell us everything that you guys are doing there and where they can find you at the Expo.
Yeah, we're excited this year. It was a great show last year. We're excited to teach class this year with Dell. And it's called How to Buy in 25 with Colliers and Dell. And we'll kind of dive into Dell's effective strategies for buying properties, how we would underwrite them based on the market today. And then, the question keeps coming up, Dell, all the time from members, what cap rate, where they should purchase on leverage. So we're going to let you dive into that, and then we will size accordingly. And hopefully it's a very educational class for everybody.
It's interesting, Sean. I've been watching every deal that gets done here closely in the last month or so. And what I noticed was when they first started coming across my desk, they were just ridiculous prices, ridiculous cap rates, and so forth. But now that they know they have to explain what they're going after and what the logic is behind it, or it doesn't get off the ground, the deals have changed. I mean, it's like people are coming to me with realistic expectations now of what will work. And the number of deals is going up. I mean, I'm literally sitting here today swamped from this weekend of deals I need to go through today and get people off, get them off and making their offer, and get them out to you guys, getting that secondary, number. When I look at them, I'm looking at just the basics, right? The cap rate to look at, the price per unit, the condition of the property. Is it something that's over their head as a buyer for a first-time buyer, second-time buyer, so forth? And then if all that works, then I'm sending them back out to you guys to see what the debt stack will look like on top of it to see if it makes sense. And if all that works, then we send them to a mentor and we dig in and start doing the work to go get the deal in some way, shape, or form.
Absolutely.
So there's multiple levels there that we're looking at, and one of them is the debt stack levels. With us, when I'm working with you guys and when I'm working with all my members, I'm trying to get them to understand that you're fighting both the price you're paying for it and also the debt stack, and you have to be able to make those two both work. So when we look at these things and we see these things where the cap rates are lower than the debt, you've actually got negative arbitrage on the money. That really makes it difficult for a property to cash flow. How does that affect its debt coverage ratio? Is it tough on its debt coverage ratio also?
It is, but what you just said is so true. Obviously, you know what you're talking about. A lot of deals are penciling to 70, 73% today, and we aren't seeing that negative leverage we saw 6, 8 months ago. So sentiment has changed. Deals are working a lot more. And I think just last week, Dell, just for LU members alone, I think we quoted over 20, 22 deals. So a lot of traction, a lot of activity, a lot of interest.
That feels about right, because that's about how many I'm looking at every 2 days. So it's, if that many of them are getting to you,
about it.
It's real good.
It's great you're doing that. And that's what's coming back to us. And so what better time to lay it out than us together? And we'll share the message. So it'd be great at Expo.
Okay. Let's talk about how they can get in touch with you if they'd like to do business with you. What is the process? Where should they come bring you in at? It's really, I've always asked this question. Should they try to get to know you before they go out and start looking for a deal, or should they go and get a deal and be blessed with a deal and then come see you?
We always say in the beginning, right? We're only helpful when we're involved. So if we're involved in the beginning, obviously we're a partner with all of you, so we want to help you all. So as you give guidance, we can give guidance. So yeah, we want to really walk along the entire deal with them and start to finish. So the sooner the better, and we try to make it as easy as possible. We created an email address just for Lifestyles. It's ludebtquote, L-U-D-E-B-T, quote, at Colliers, Collier's.com. Send it there. It hits our entire team, and we will jump on whatever you all need.
Okay. That seems pretty easy to follow that. What else should someone think about as far as, and I'm going to go down more specifics because I don't want to just ask you an open-ended question you weren't prepared for. Let me ask you specifically, what kind of net worth does somebody have to be able to qualify for a loan nowadays? And how do you cover that up if you don't have enough net worth to cover up the loan?
Yeah, I mean, the general rule would say equal or greater than loan amount is what if you were just going to give a general rule. But a lot of people don't necessarily have that on some of the larger loans, so they'll bring in a KP or two. Now, that does become more gray as you get into the much bigger deals. So there is a very distinctive difference between the SBL programs, which is the small balance lending, so those deals under, let's say, 6.5, 7 million, and then market rate, which are the standard size deals above 7 million. Those requirements change quite a bit. But as a general rule, in the smaller deals or mid-sized deals, I would say around or equal to the loan amount.
Okay.
For net worth.
Now, if they don't have that, does a KP still help, or has that gone by the wayside?
No, KPs help. Just need to make sure we know what the KP's experience is. And that's where, back to your earlier question, it really helps bringing us in up front. As they're underwriting the deal with you and putting together their team, we can look at the total net worth, the liquidity, and all the various parameters to make sure that group they can pile is ready to go. We do a lot of seller interview calls with the buyers, so we're also very valuable there. As you're looking to tie a deal up, we bring a lot of credibility as a global public company on those calls, because it really does matter to a seller if you say, hey, our team has underwritten this, Dell has reviewed it, and Colliers has already underwritten the debt as a direct lender. That gives you a lot of credibility as a buyer.
Gotcha. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac out there have what they call a bad boy list, which is people that have made mistakes in the past on how they dealt with their deals, and they get flagged. And once they get flagged, then you can't do business with them and use Fannie or Freddie lending. And so I know that we're starting to see some of these people popping up here and there, and wanted to find out if Sean has a way to investigate whether or not somebody falls on that list. Is there a list somewhere? Is there a way to find out, or how do you know that you don't get in
there
bed
is.
With a bad person?
There is. And unfortunately, some people were put on that list. It's called the A-Check list with Fannie Mae. Freddie has their own list as well. But if some people were put on it by just association with certain deals, unfortunately. So call us if that happened to you. We can try and help you get off the list. There's steps Fannie will have you take. But yes, what we can do, and if you bring in a KP on the deals up front, we can actually go check those KPs quickly and see if they're on those lists, which will help you down the road avoid issues.
Yeah, I just don't want people running into that after they've done all the hard work of finding, locate, evaluate, negotiate, contract their deal, and then boom, you know, you send in the paperwork and say, well, I'm sorry, we can't do business with this person. You know, they've had some type of a problem in the past. So you can help us figure that out.
Absolutely. We can check it up front, bring us in the beginning. We can get your entire list of KPs ironed out in the beginning before you ever go under contract.
Okay.
If you want.
Well, I hope it's not a list. That's kind of the stuff that these...
No. I assume it's not a list. It would hopefully be, especially without you, should be minimal, if any.
Yeah. I see the national. I'm just trying to tell people. There's people out there that try to buy real estate they can't and should not own because they can't even come close to appreciating the size of the asset. So they buy stuff they can't afford. They get 4, 5, 6, 7. I've seen as many as 10 different people in, and not in our group, by the way, but in other groups where they'll put 10 KPs on something. And really, it's not 10 people trying to save the deal. It's just 10 people adding up their very, very low net worth to get to what they need to be able to do the deal. So it's kind of a crazy little deal.
Well, we'll be here to help you guide people through that. So definitely reach out early and we'll work together on those things.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you up there. And again, give them contact information again one more time before we cut you free here and make sure people can get a hold of you so they can start pulling these deals towards you.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. It's LUDebtQuote, LUDebtQuote at Colliers, CollierS.com. And we look forward to seeing the expo, Dell, for sure.
All right, Sean, I will see you there, and we'll do that class together, and also look forward to all your people being there. Appreciate you sponsoring it, by the way. Thank you very much.
And, absolutely. Thank you all.
All right, thank you. All right, so we're going to move on now. This article someone sent me is 5 things to look for in commercial real estate, and I read through it just briefly, and I almost had to laugh because it almost sounds like somebody was writing about Lifestyles Unlimited, our program. I don't know how, if they're not, there's nobody else that fits this description like we do, I guarantee you. So I just wanted to bring it out and let you see what somebody's saying. They're saying, okay, there are 5 reasons why you should pick the right mentor. And the first one is national experience. There's 3 reasons why it's important your commercial real estate mentor has national experience and not just experience from one specific location. And the first one they bring up is perspective. They're saying, okay, so you understand the market and how the market moves from location to location and what's happening in a national basis. And we have properties and members from the East Coast all the way to the West Coast, in fact, all the way out to Hawaii. So we have members in every state in the union, and I just don't think anybody else has that kind of coverage anywhere else. Our mentors are all over the country. Second reason they say is secondary markets. There's a lot of really good property locations and smaller properties in secondary markets instead of just the big markets. Well, primarily, other than the larger cities in Texas, we hit primarily the mid-sized markets, and we don't go to New York City. We don't go to California. We don't go where Democrats make it very difficult to operate properties. So we stay away from that kind of stuff, and we are in all of those smaller and tertiary markets, along with the, you know, the good markets, like the Texas markets, like the Florida markets, like the East Coast markets. We're in those also. And then it says it broadens your horizons. Dealing nationwide broadens your horizon to help you get a complete picture. Well, actually, what it does is it really confuses the average person. And the reason it confuses it, because from one location in this country to another, the value for the very same piece of real estate can be radically different. And if you don't have that national perspective, that's the number 2 reason, was the perspective. If you don't understand the perspective from one market to the next, then your mentor is going to probably mislead you. They'll go, I remember one time when I thought I had a great deal up in Dallas, and I'd never been out of Houston, but this deal sounded great. So flew up there, took some people with me, some investors. We went and looked at it, and it was, you know, fairly new construction, but in a part of town that had just gone down. And when we got there, we realized instantly. But we flew all the way up there because we didn't know the market. I mean, this is back when I very, very beginning, when I first started, I only had real estate in Houston. And that was, you know, the benefit. Once we had members in Dallas and San Antonio and everywhere else all over the country. Especially we started in Texas, but we grew all over the country. Now we have somebody that lives in each of these areas. We could say, hey, check that area out. What is that area doing? Then, of course, we also have people like Colliers and who can pull up the comps and pull up the whole bit. So we've got that national market covered, and that's one of the things that we do. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today I'm going through an email. Someone sent me an article about five things that you should look for in a commercial real estate mentor. And number two is gray hair. That's interesting. I guess what they mean by that is experience. So what kind of experience do we have? I've been here for 35 years, started this in September 1990. It'll be our 35th year in September. I've been through three major real estate cycles. Three times I've seen the market peak and crash. And like right now, the market is downwardly trending, which is great for us because it's allowing us to buy real estate at prices we haven't seen since 2008. So it's great for us. We love it. You have to have lived through these cycles to be able to know them. So the gray hair gives you the experience. Plus, I've had over 50,000 clients in my lifetime, and every single one of them tries to do something wrong. Or at least it seems that way as you're working with them. But each and every one of them brings to the table some wrong ideas, some disingenuous, or not really what you want to do. Real estate is counterintuitive in many cases. The things you think you should do. I actually was on site doing an inspection the other day with a member that needed intervention. And I took operational experts with me, and we went over there, and we let the ladies that were the operational experts tell them what was wrong. But you could see, I could see it. I brought the ladies to speak. I didn't do a lot of talking, but I could tell right away what was wrong. And you could just see it. And all of the decisions that this owner had made were the wrong decisions. I'd say 90% of them were wrong decisions, and he'd gotten himself into a bad situation because of it. And it's simply because it's not natural to do the right thing in business. You think it is. It's not, because most people start businesses from the mom-and-pop approach, which is I'm just going to go figure out how to cut the expenses and barely get by and hope that I sell something. Wow. It was a disaster that we saw the other day, and hopefully the work we put in with the gentleman will get it fixed. But that's something that you know, those years and years and years of experience are going to prove. Now, the next thing is proven mentor. Do you have a mentor that's actually proven successful? Well, let me give you a little story here. In 2007, I won the National Apartment Association's Real Estate Investor of the Year Award. I came back to our group and I said, you know what? There's no reason why we can't win this thing every year. There's only 44,000 people trying for it each year, right? So of the 44,000 each year that are trying out to be the best independent real estate owner, one of our members has won it every year for 17 years in a row, which is an amazing record. In fact, it became so prevalent that we win, they stopped having the award because it's just going to go to a Lifestyles member every single time because we're the only people getting into this stuff trained. Everybody else is trained on how to syndicate something, but they have no idea how to operate a property. And so they just destroy these things. And they have no idea what they're doing. They just hire a management company, let the management company do whatever they think is right because they don't know what is right. So if you want experience, you come to Lifestyles Unlimited. Again, how can you win the national award 17 years in a row? Well, you do it by being the best and consistently the best. There's a basketball playoffs right now. And I think it's interesting because I'm in Houston. We have the Rockets, and they're a young team. And they're great to watch all year long. They're fun. They're exciting. They're dynamic. They're probably some of the best athletes in the NBA. But when it comes to the playoffs, all bets are off for young kids. It's the experienced guys that win playoffs. And it's the same thing with commercial real estate investing. It's the experienced guys that are going to help win the game. If you don't have the plan, if you don't have the team, if you don't have all the stuff you need that a proven mentor can help bring to the table, then you're not going to win. The fourth thing they bring up is tools and resources, which goes right along with that. Just like we had a mortgage broker on here a second ago, we have mortgage brokers. We have all types of attorneys. We have all types of companies that help you do each and everything you need to do. There's trash companies. Just go down the line. There's software companies that just on and on and on and on and on. And when you come to Lifestyles, you're going to get connected to these people, and you're going to learn how to use their services correctly. And without all of those tools and resources, it's almost impossible for you to own an apartment complex or probably any other kind of commercial real estate effectively, right? You can flail around and flail around and flail around, or you can get right to it and get it done and do it right. That's the important thing. Now, the fifth one they have here is an alignment, mutually alignment of financial interests. And this is a very big point. A mentor could be mentoring you for himself. There's a national guy. I'm not going to use his name. But everybody knows who he is. He's famous. And what he's doing, he's telling everybody you should get into real estate. And then he goes, oh, but it's too hard for you to do, so why don't you just give your money to me? You're scared to death? Ah, you're afraid to do anything? Okay, give your money to me. All of his educational packages are designed to make it look too complicated and too difficult for you to do it yourself, so you'll give all your money to him. His entire educational platform is just a way to funnel money into his deals. And that's not lined up with you. The other people that don't line up are commercial real estate brokers. They're working for the seller. You are a buyer. When you're in this part of the market, you are a buyer, and those brokers are working against you. They want you to pay as much as they can possibly get you to pay. They're not going to tell you that you're paying too much for this market. They're going to tell you whatever the seller wants you to know because they work for the seller. That's always the same. No matter what, the commission gets paid by the seller. And so you're going to get bad information from brokers. You're going to get what they want, what the seller wants you to hear. And they are not aligned with you in the way you think they are. Even if you got one's your friend and they're friendly to you and they seem to be helping you and they're giving you whisper ideas about what will really work and won't work, they're still really aligned to the seller. And if you come back and try to negotiate, very difficult to get them to go negotiate for you against the seller because they're working for the seller. So this mutually aligned financial interest is really important. The same thing with the mortgage companies, same thing with your appraisers, same thing with all the people you're doing business with. If you don't have people that are aligned with your interests, you got a whole lot of really smart people working against you in these transactions that can really put a hurt on you being successful in this stuff. So it's very important that you know that you've got people that you can trust in this deal. So why Lifestyles Unlimited? Well, we've been here for 34 years. We're all over the country. We have the best. We've won. We've got the system that works the best because we won all the awards. We own, I don't know how many apartment complexes all over the country. If I made up a number, if it sounded too big, you wouldn't believe it. If it sounded too small, you say it's not enough. And so I really don't even bother counting it, to be honest with you. It's just everybody wants to get one. Come in here, we work with you and try to get you one that you want. Because you want to be able to put together a deal that works. It's not just buying a piece of real estate. That's not the key. You've got to buy a piece of real estate that makes sense, that makes money, that works, and is going to allow you to retire or at least build wealth. And to do that, the deal has to be put together correctly. The deal has to be the right price. The financing has to be done right. and the operations has to be done correctly. All those facets have to come to play, or you're not going to be able to make money with your real estate. Just buying a piece of real estate is not the answer. It's not a panacea. It's not one size fits all. It's not any deal works. You got to buy a good deal. We're not looking for real estate. We're looking for motivated sellers to sell us the property below what it's worth so we can fix it up and make it worth a lot more. We make the money. Now, what a lot of people do out there, and I have classes on this, is that they see potential in deals and they want to give the seller the potential. You don't want to give the seller the potential. The potential is for you to make money with. You want to give them the price that it's worth today, beaten and battered and bruised, not what it's going to be worth after you fix it up and make it nice and fill it back up with tenants and renovate it. That's your profit that goes on that side of the deal. All right, moving on. I want to take us down a different path. I noticed yesterday, I was just looking through some of the membership signups, and I noticed that one of my friends just signed up all of his friends for the bus tour. And I called the guy up and I said, look, what's going on? Why'd you wait till now? He goes, I just put it off. I forgot. Guys, you don't want to put this off. The way these bus tour things goes, there's X number of buses and they fill up. So we filled up the first day. Now the second day is still available, a few seats, but they're going to go and you're going to miss out. And you're going to get there and go, well, why didn't anybody tell me that they would sell out? Because I have been telling you and you need to get on there. So you go to the website or just text the word expo to 88007 and get yourself a bus tour seat. Also sign up for all the different other packages available there. You can get a regular just day pass to come and see all the events. You can get dinner passes to go out, cocktail party passes. There's all different kinds of things. But the bus tour is the one you don't want to miss, along with all the educational materials and so forth. We've got a big show planned for you this year. I've got a generational piece. What I'm doing is I'm showing three generations of real estate investors this year. You're going to get to meet these people and see the people that started, 20 years ago and who are now retired multi-millionaires. Then you're going to get to see the people they mentored, and those people are now working multi-millionaires. And then you're going to get to see the kids that these people mentored, and they're just startup millionaires. I mean, kids that are literally making millions of dollars doing real estate. When I say kids, I say in their 20s. Because you really can't start buying until you're 18 years old. But boy, I'll tell you what, we have a whole other group of kids there that are going to be, they're chopping at the bit to buy. I mean, their parents are taking them to the properties, letting them be involved in what's going on, teaching them how to operate businesses when they're young. As soon as they're 18 years old, boom, they can start buying real estate. We have classes for these kids. This coming expo, I'm going to do a class for teens and up about the major decisions to make in life to be successful. And to be successful at an early age and how to maintain that success and not lose it. Many, many people get into a good start maybe in life, but they've made some bad decisions that, boom, knock them out later in the game. We want to cover that stuff. I want to talk about with kids, how do you make sure that you get in, become successful, and then maintain that success over a long period of time. I think that alone is worth coming to the expo for, just to see that class. If you've got kids, get your kids in there. Let me give them the types of ideas that these other kids that are becoming millionaires at very early on ages, because their success was predicated on this early education that they don't get in schools. School teaches you how to go get a job. It doesn't teach you anything about life. It doesn't teach you anything about money. And you need to get them in here and get them exposed to this stuff as soon as possible. So you want to go. Text that word expo to 88007. That's 88007. Text the word expo. Now, if you just want to get some information, we have a deal. If you type the word radio to 88007, you can go to a place where you can get a free workshop. And this is interesting for yourself. If you want to see more about what we do, go take the free workshop. Text the word radio to 88007. You get a chance to go to a free workshop. You can bring your kids to that free workshop. You can bring your family and friends to that. It's free, and it's online. You can take it wherever you're at. Doesn't matter where you live in the country. You can take it at any time you want to take it, and you can learn a lot of stuff that's really important. Get your questions answered about what we do, but not only what we do, how real estate will change your life, which is the first step. Hey, how does this stuff work? Why does it work? And then, what is expected out of me for it to work? You know, what do I have to bring to the table? And it's good, like I said, get your kids to watch it with you. And if you're embarrassed that you're not rich, maybe you don't want your kids to watch it till after you watch it. I don't know. I mean, I've seen a lot of parents that take on the position they don't discuss money with their children and their kids and even their young adult kids. They kind of just put it off and think that's, you know, you'll find out yourself. Nah, that's not the way to do it, man. You need to be in there helping these young adults learn what they need to learn. And I intend to give them a great dose of that here at the Expo. Now, I had one email come in that somebody sent to me, and I wanted to cover it, so it did get covered, and that is, I'm new to your radio show. I've heard a little bit about fractional ownership investments on apartments and commercial real estate. What are your thoughts on fractional ownership? Now, I don't know what they really mean, because fractional ownership really means that multiple people own pieces, right, of some asset. That's fractional ownership. We don't actually do fractional ownership. I would never do fractional ownership of anything. Anything where there's more than one person that can tell you what to do on it, anything that has more than one head has got to be a serpent in my mind. I had a class on partnershipping, and the class was named Partnership Suck. Now here's 3 hours on how to fix that. We don't do that kind of stuff. The stuff that we do is different. It's a syndication. You're all buying into a business. And the business is owned by an LLC. You all have ownership in the LLC, but you don't have control. It's not fractional ownership. It's owned by, the apartment is owned by the LLC. There's no fraction to that. The LLC owns it. Doesn't matter if there's three people or 300 people in the LLC. The LLC owns it. The person that's in charge of managing it, they manage it. There's no fractional ownership. There's nobody telling each other what to do. There's nobody saying, I want to take my money out now. I'm tired of being here. I want to leave. None of that stuff. So stay away from any form of fractional ownership, anybody talking to you about fractional ownership. Now, if you're talking about syndications, then I think you better get in here and take our program, because syndications can be the greatest thing you've ever run into or the worst thing you've ever run into. Many, many people over the last 2 to 3 years have lost almost their entire net worth in these deals that the syndicators, nationally known syndicators, are putting together that don't know how to operate the properties, don't know how to buy the property, don't care how much they pay for the properties because it's not their money. They're just taking fees for putting the deals together, and the poor people putting up their money are getting lambasted. So you definitely want to come in here, spend little time, and learn the right way to do it so it doesn't happen to you. For the rest of you out there, I'm looking forward to seeing the Expo. It's getting very close. But remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.